I'm with Terry Clasper and Brian Harchin of TNT Consultancy. Terry, I believe you're going to tell us about JSA.
Yeah, we've had an awful lot of interest here at Site Village about JSA, which is a brand new cost-effective way to enable visually impaired people to talk to their computer and get simultaneous speech feedback whilst they're doing that. Essentially what the product does, David, is brings together the well-known JAWS for Windows screen reading software with Dragon Naturally Speaking Preferred version 7, resulting in the possibility of you being able to talk to your computer just as I'm talking to you now and have the text that you spoke at actually appear on the screen in front of you. So it's great for people who simply don't enjoy or can't type very well and want to use the voice as a means of creating text into their computer or directly into Microsoft Word, who want to be able to create and control Microsoft Outlook using their voice, that's possible too, and indeed who want to be able to go onto the internet and navigate the internet, fill in forms, etc., using their voice. All of these things become possible with JSA. Now, JSA doesn't completely eliminate the need to use the keyboard. The central concept of JSA is the creation of an effective marriage between the voice and the keyboard.
Can you remind us about life before JSA and the inherent problems of using a screen reader and a voice recognition package simultaneously?
Sure. I mean, it's always been the case that you need to have some kind of middleware technology, because the trouble with doing it without that, in other words, just trying to run JAWS and Dragon or some other screen reader and voice input tool in cahoots, is that they just battle for the same resources all the time. That problem was resolved about 3-4 years ago globally when next generation technology in America brought out Jawbone. Jawbone is still a great product, but it's designed really for people who have physical and motor difficulties, who find it completely impossible to use the keyboard. So Jawbone gives you complete hands-free control of your computer. The trouble with that, Dave, is that it costs a lot of money. You have to have Naturally Speaking Professional, which is a little over £400 in English money. You have to have JAWS, which we can't do anything about. And you have to have Jawbone, which is in English money £395. So really, you're talking about over £1,000 worth of software.
And that's before you bought any hardware.
Exactly. What JSA gives people is the possibility of, once you've got JAWS for Windows, spending another £200, and for that £200, you get your Dragon Naturally Speaking Preferred, you get the JSA interface, you get a standard microphone, and you get a authorization disk, which links JSA to your JAWS serial number. So
what documentation, we try, of course.
Of course, I'm sorry, yes, manuals in Braille, print, and audio.
Right, so you're not going to have to buy this and then go out and buy a tutorial in addition?
Not at all, no. I mean, we are about to release a tutorial which is generally applicable to both Jawbone and JSA, which is called Talking Naturally. That's a tutorial which basically helps people who are using voice recognition technology further develop their skills. But that tutorial is by no means a necessity.
Who's JSA aimed at primarily? Is it somebody with some kind of motor impairment or?
No. JSA is aimed at the likes of you and I, who are visually impaired, who want to be able to use the computer but don't necessarily want to have to use it completely with the keyboard. So JSA is great for me, a totally blind person, who, say for example, I have some notes on my Braille light and I want to create a report based on those notes. I can have my hands on the Braille light reading the notes and use my voice talking to my computer to create the report. So JSA is aimed at anybody who's visually impaired who wants to use their voice as a means of controlling certain aspects of their computer.
Okay. I understand, Brian, you're all set to go and give us a bit of a demonstration. Do you want to just describe what you have in front of you?
I certainly will. What I've actually got is a PC running JAWS for Windows 5, by the way. Okay, which obviously is scheduled for release by Freedom Scientific later this year. So that does mean that when JAWS 5 is released, we are ready to go with JSA, which is really good. And I've got a headset on my head with the microphone about an inch from my mouth. And what I'm going to do is wake up the microphone, and JAWS will verify that the microphone is then active, and I shall dictate a short sentence in short, manageable chunks, so that every time I finish speaking, the text is being echoed back, and you'll see how responsive it is. Wake up.
Microphone on.
I am sitting at my computer.
I am sitting at my computer.
At the Site Village exhibition.
At the Site Village exhibition.
Which is taking place in Birmingham, full stop.
Which is taking place in Birmingham, full stop.
It is an extremely hot day, full stop.
It is an extremely hot day, full stop.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, microphone off.
Okay, so
that
as soon
is
as
outstanding.
I
say, that is,
well, there we go. Yeah. And
now
and
you're doing that. You've got some background noise in here. Is that microphone?
It's doing really well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the reason it's doing really well is because the way in which I undertook the training process, which is necessary when you install Naturally Speaking, for about 10 minutes. And we've created the ability in JSAY for a person to independently train the system, because Dragon Naturally Speaking is very interested not only about the words that you say, but how you actually say them, how you intonate. So that is very important, and we're very conscious of that, which is why we had to get that right from the start.
So it's just a 10-minute learning curve, because with voice recognition software,
yep,
traditionally it was, you know, perhaps you'd have to sit down for 2 or 3 hours to really...
Once you've undertook that 10 minutes of training, you're getting results of about 90 to 95% accuracy. The reason that we've put in the ability for JAWS to echo back the text is simply because if obviously you, the software has made a mistake, okay, it's misrecognized you, you need to make an immediate correction so that Dragon learns from its mistakes and it learns how you pronounce a certain word or phrase in the future so it can transcribe it correctly into the document.
Now, what are we looking at in terms of system resources for something like this? I mean, surely it takes a bit of processing juice.
There certainly is a lot going on.
Yes.
Because you've got voice input and output technology. We would recommend, obviously, that the greater resources, the better. What I've got it running on here is a machine with a 2 gigahertz processor. It's a laptop, actually, with 512 mega RAM. Now, you could easily get away. I've got JSAY running on a machine with a 1 gigahertz processor at 256 mega RAM. Now, the response that you get from JAWS may not be quite as great, quite as quick as you heard there.
Right.
But it certainly will be manageable with that specification of machine.
Excellent. Right. I don't know if you're able to answer this or whether Terry would be the best person to ask.
Okay.
Is it just TNT that have JSAY, or do you have a dealer in the US?
We will have a dealer not only in the US, but certainly in other countries. We're certainly looking into that at the moment. We do have a dealer which is called BA Software. Jerry Richer actually runs that company, and you can go to his website at www.chirpingbat.com. If you go there, he already sells a lot of the products that I've produced in the past, and he'll be selling JSAY. But we've got to get our head around the American dollars issue yet.
Yes, yes. Excellent. Well, thanks very much, chaps.
Okay,
much
no problem at all.
Thank you.
Thanks.